The North Carolina Senate has big plans for teacher pay. Senate Leader Phil Berger Wednesday laid out an ambitious proposal which would far exceed the roughly 4% in raises the House passed last week. But there's a big question left unanswered, as WFAE's Tom Bullock explains.
When it comes to teacher pay, the North Carolina House budget falls short for Governor Pat McCrory. He wanted teachers to have an average salary of $50,000, an increase of roughly 5%. Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger says even that isn't good enough.
We've arrived at a plan that not only meets his goal, but exceeds that goal by almost $5,000.
He then went into paycheck specifics.
Over the next 2 years, the plan will dramatically increase average teacher pay from $47,783 to $54,224, providing North Carolina public school teachers an average $4,700 permanent pay raise over that 2 year period.
Currently, North Carolina teachers earn well below the national average, 41st out of the 50 states and the District of Columbia, according to estimates by the National Education Association. Berger said that would change under this plan.
According to the most current NEA data, North Carolina will climb 23 spots to 24th in the nation and to number one in the Southeast.
Of course, that assumes no other states raise the salaries of their teachers. Under the current system, it takes a North Carolina teacher 33 years to hit the top pay grade. This proposal cuts that down to just 15 years. All of this comes at a steep price for the state. Berger estimates
this proposal will add $538 million to base teacher pay over the next 2 years.
But Berger wouldn't say how he wants to pay for it. Those details will be in the Senate's proposed budget, which is expected to be released Tuesday. In the past, the Senate has proposed cutting the number of teaching assistants across the state to pay for teacher raises. Berger says that won't be the case this year. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.